Not Quite Dead Enough by Rex Stout. Copyright 1944 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Not Quite Dead Enough was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1994 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. We swooped down and hit the concrete alongside the Potomac at 1:20 p.m. on a raw Monday in early March. I didn't know whether I would be staying in Washington or hopping a plane for Detroit or Africa. So I checked my bags at the parcel room at the airport and went out front and flagged a taxi. For 20 minutes I sat back and watched the driver fight his way through 2 million government employees in uniforms and in civvies, on wheels and on foot. And for another 20 minutes, after entering a building, I showed credentials and waited and let myself be led through corridors, and finally was ushered into a big room with a big desk. It was the first time I had ever seen the top macaroo of United States Army Intelligence. He was in uniform and had two chins and a pair of eyes that wasted neither time nor space. I was perfectly willing to shake hands, but he just said to sit down, glanced at a paper on top of a pile, and told me in a dry, brittle voice that my name was Archie Goodwin. I nodded noncommittally. For all I knew, it was a military secret. He inquired acidly, "What the hell is the matter with Nero Wolfe?"
"Search me, sir. Why is he sick?"
"You worked for him for 10 years, as his chief assistant in the detective business, didn't you?"
"All of that,
yes, sir. But I never found out what was the matter with..."